As we all know and saw some plays yesterday, he pulls some things out and does some different things that no one's expecting. And that's, you know, what makes him one of the best, if not the best ever.
Linebacker Brian Cushing from Monday talking about what Brady did on Sunday night. You know, he caught the pass out of the backfield, showed off those wheels. You know, he'd probably give you – no, he couldn't give you a run for your money. You're fast. This is J.J. Moses. I mean, he was a great punt and kickoff returner. And we got Ted Johnson as well. I'm Drew. Hey, J.J. Watt, he's got the injured hand, but he's going to play through it. And it's basically just a mini wrecking ball on top of a big wrecking ball, right?
Yeah.
Is it that simple? But it's obviously not that simple,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that simple. It'll affect him to some degree, but, I mean, he's still going to be explosive. He's still going to have all his moves. You know, whether or not he's going to be able to use all his, you know, his fingers and hands, be able to grab and clutch, that'll be different. But they're going to have to still get – it's not going to matter that much. They're still going to have to slide the line to him. They're still going to have to chip to him. They're just going to have tight ends maybe max protect to line up to the side. If you remember back in 2012, the two games that the Texans played against the Patriots, what they did such a good job of is getting the ball out fast. The ball came out so fast. J.J. was close so many times they couldn't get to him. The problem, though, with the Patriots this year is they have so many injuries with the wide receivers this year, the ball can't come out as fast because these are new guys they got in there. So many guys are injured that they have to put new guys in there, and they're not on the same page. So Tom's going to have to hold the ball longer than he ever normally would want to, and so that gives him a chance to maybe get to him more this week.
And, you know, last week against Buffalo, we didn't see the stats from J.J. Watt, but in the post game, Rex Ryan, the head coach, said, it's because we had 20 guys blocking him.
True.
We routinely
true.
Had two or three guys on him. What have you seen in terms of respect paid to J.J. Watt in that regard this year?
13 and a half sacks already in the NFL. He's got 42 quarterback hits, so J.J. Watt is not dropping off as far as with the stats. He's going to always make plays, and what he's done is he's actually dressed up that defensive line position and put a bow tie and put a suit and tie on it, and he's made it look glamorous, you know, because typically a defensive line position does not get that much attention, Drew, and he's created so much buzz. I remember growing up in a small town in Iowa, everybody wanted to be a running back or wide receiver or quarterback.
Yeah.
Now when I go to middle schools or high schools, everyone wants to be like J.J. Watt.
He makes plays like Lawrence Taylor makes from the outside linebacker position. And he plays defensive end. And it's so he's you know, you can't compare him. There's no comparison to him. You know, you want to say, okay, if Reggie White, you want to say Bruce Smith, he's better than those guys were. He's not – the production isn't there yet because he hasn't played as long, but he's better. He's doing different things than those guys ever could.
Yeah, you know, your old coach Bill Belichick basically said the same thing this week. He said he doesn't go into coverage like LT was able to, but that's the only guy he would put on that level. I don't know about
LT
you guys.
LT wasn't catching touchdowns either, though.
It's true.
That's true. That's true.
And I don't know about you guys, but not even trying to, my eyes were gravitated and locked on Jadeveon Clowney quite a bit last week. He's coming on now. He looks like he's just a tick away from starting to just blow stuff up, Ted.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying about him for the last few weeks. So now production's got to come, right? And he did. He had a sack, you know. So he's getting close. He's getting there. The only and what I give him a lot of credit because they have him moving around different positions. He's not just putting him on the same side every time, hand in the dirt. They got him standing up sometimes. They have him sometimes in coverage. They have him on the right side, left side, inside, and outside. So his progression is going to be a little bit slower. So maybe everybody's expecting more production out of him, you know, because of, you know, he's supposed to be a transient player, you know. But the thing about him is they have him in so many different places doing so many different things that the progression is going to come slower. It will come, but he is getting close. Now the production is about to come around the corner.
And when that production comes, a little bit of the glamour too, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, man. He wants to prove to everybody, hey, I was a first-round draft pick as well.
The moves will come too. He's doing a lot of bull rush and worked in college. Now the outside moves, the speed moves, the counter moves will start coming. You'll see that happen more as the season goes on.
Good stuff. Well, Tom Brady, he lights up the fantasy scoreboard quite a bit, but John Harris is going to light up your fantasy scoreboard right now.
Welcome to FanDuel Formula, everybody, because it's fantasy football playoff time. You need all the information you could possibly use, and I've got it for you right here. How about three players, a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver to add to your roster or make sure you play on FanDuel? We're going to start with a guy that the city of Houston knows, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, good old Fitzy's been hot the last couple of weeks. Well, how about riding that hot streak against the Tennessee Titans? They just gave up 5 touchdowns to Blake Bortles at $7,800 on FanDuel. That's pretty good value. Pop over to a running back, speaking of value, Theo Riddick. Who? Theo Riddick. Detroit Lions like to use him in a lot of different ways. $5,500. He is cheap as can be. And I think he's got a good feel on scoring touchdowns for you. Maybe one, maybe two, I don't know. But Riddick's going to give you something, and other people won't know it. You will. Theo Riddick against the St. Louis Rams. And how about a guy we just saw on Sunday, Sammy Watkins, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. Got a game this weekend against Philadelphia. Getting the deep ball. They're getting him back involved in the offense and scoring touchdowns. $7,200. I think you can get Sammy Watkins on the cheap. And sign him off your waiver wire. There you go. HoustonTexans.com/fantasypat. If you want to play with us, win a lot of prizes right there. If you play and you win, great prizes, as a matter of fact. HoustonTexans.com/fantasypat. We'll be right back after this.